So thank you very much. Oh, it is, I am the last one. Please don't sleep. It is a pleasure. I like a lot of games. A lot of games, so we can play a little bit. It is a pleasure to be here with the Digit Conference and the Abico Festival, and an honor to make a presentation on behalf of Latin American colleagues. At the end of this beautiful journey, I would like to take some minutes to talk about another important application of new technologies, the long-distance education, the e-learning. So this is regarding my collaboration with the Latin American Museums Institute, Fundación ILAM in Spanish, that was created in 1997 after carrying out a critical analysis of the situation of the patrimonial institutions and their needs in Latin America. It was designed as a technological platform in which several programs were organized to respond to the needs that had been detected and to offer a sustainable institution growth. One of these programs deals with continuous training and personal updating. Another offers free access to the Digital Documentation Center. The significance of these programs that these are both in Spanish, because our luck and the region, it was that everything was in other languages, not in Spanish. So this is a map, and we can see the numbers are the numbers of museums and natural parks that are registered of each country of Latin America. So for example, in Argentina, 1,100, in Mexico, 1,400, in Brazil, 2,000 museums and natural parks. This is our universe of work. So this is how my consulting is aimed on the training of museums and personnel and marketing our old cultural heritage using the new tools. So e-learning is a laboratory of collective creation. So think on a virtual seminar where museum professionals from anywhere in the Spanish-speaking world log in to access our sessions. The program are 6-week seminars using the online tool Moodle that is free online. This platform is provided by ILAM, and the tool allows for personal training, one-on-one communication, and open forums where topics are discussed in a virtual classroom. I mean, the Moodle is a virtual educational environment. As I told you, it's free on the internet. This setting also allowed me to propose and implement a different way of education system, where two experts or more on the field present the seminar instead of just one teacher. An interdisciplinary team plus interaction with the students. Contents are prepared specifically for each seminar and are updated for each presentation. In summary, each seminar tried to speak about the latest in the field. As you can see, it's an interdisciplinary group there. So for the past 12 years alone, on the subjects of marketing, promotion, new technologies, voluntary programs, cultural tourism, and intangible cultural heritage, we have been able to train more than 150 students from different countries, from Mexico to Central America, South America, Caribbean, and also Europe. All in Spanish. This is my and my associate consultants' commitment to expand and enrich the knowledge of our Latin American museum professionals, to train them in the subjects of new technologies, promotion, and cultural management. It has been my priority to teach them on how to use technology to better position their institutions in the marketplace and cultural and leisure scenario. The job is far from being done, but ever so slowly we move forward, one course and one student at a time. Space-temporal barriers are broken in these virtual workshops, and even not being in physical contact with the participants, it is a very close relationship can be achieved. This through interchange one and one of texts, messages, emails, and finally ideas and feelings, in addition to learning the subject of the lessons. This is a good example in which the communication capability of the internet communities is strengthened. Virtual classrooms offer the exercise of horizontal dialogue, solidarity, and even differences are grounded and open to an agreement. So, in addition, this type of training provides a surprising and great privilege of interacting, learning, collaboration with other people of the museums and patrimonial realm from the most diverse and, I can say, extreme geographical regions. For example, the student I have from the museum at the end of the world in Patagonia, as you can see, at the end of the continent, or people from the Amazonia, from Ecuador Museum, which has the greatest collection of reduced heads, you know, these human shrink heads, sansas, this is the big collection is there, and even representatives of the patrimonial sector of the Isla de Pascua, Easter Island, from the Rapa Nui culture, in the farthest inhabited island in Latin America. So it's immense universe we can reach with this kind of platforms. Now I want to show you a few examples of these courses to illustrate our work and share with you some experiences about it. This is our course about corporate image marketing and advertisement for cultural organization. An issue facing the Latin American museums is competitiveness. In this seminar, we discuss how to identify and capitalize on opportunities by maximizing museums' strengths beyond the incredible rich cultural and historical heritage in Latin America. Marketing boundaries are being broken every day in an effort to better communicate a given message to an audience. The seminar Marketing for Museums discussed these concepts and connected them with the continuous evolution of the Latin American museums. Here at the end, we face the topic of education. A specialized tourist in the patrimonial site is telling our story in a different way. This workshop is an invitation to consider this concept in high demand, actually, from the platform on the patrimonial site. This means that we can strengthen what we offer. This particular way to make cultural tourism consider a set of activities conceptualized and designed to offer and to share knowledge, experiences, and memorable sensations for visitors and tourists. One-on-one, we can see attractions in the one hand, futures, and the everyday of the patrimony that is being shown. On the other hand, the personalization of these events. So I want to show you, but I don't know, it's running. Yes, it's running. So this is the content that the student can reach when are in the platform. We put all the lesson, some jobs for during the week, and we receive the works at the end of the week and make some comments. And we have here examples that the students can take for their own exercises. It is designed with a team with the designers, and the concept is made by the teachers. Another example is Friends of Museums and Voluntary Works. Philanthropy is a topic of particular interest to me. This topic is also fundamental for the museum's future. To succeed, the museum does need the support of the community in which it lives. The museum, as a living identity, it offers back an open space for individuals to escape from the emptiness of the modern society. Voluntary work offers a window of opportunity and allows us to be better individuals, to be better society and the world at large. This is a very particular example, and I really love this workshop. It's with UNESCO and ILAM. It's about immaterial heritage, the name memories of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Sponsored by the UNESCO and with the call of the ILAM, we held the chair of immaterial heritage for 50 fellow students from museums and patrimony field from about 20 Latin American countries in 2008, 2009, and 2010. This workshop was created in such a way that the participants have to reflect, review, and take action in relation to the cultural intangible heritage. In the 4 weeks lessons on this workshop, the content was prepared many months before. The participants could apply the new knowledge obtained in their research projects. Finally, museum projects from the most diverse cultural manifestations that live in Latin America were proposed. From this workshop, no doubt, I have to highlight the fact that the participants were immersed in the deepest and most delicate tissue of the organisms or communities and their principal actors. Spiritual needs and the desire to participate are on the surface of the society. This feeling has become a privileged commitment for the museums. This is a privilege, commitment for the museums, also a challenge, whether in real or virtual forums, with very significant manifestations such as those related to intangible heritage. I have here 3 particular examples about the amazing opportunity to touch in situation that the cyberspace relationships can give us. So here, I always put in Mexico because we are working on the platform in Mexico, and you can see here the countries of El Salvador, Colombia, and Argentina. They will be my examples. The first one is Museo de la Palabra y la Imagen, Museum about Words and Image, at the country of El Salvador in Central America, where the victims of the massacres and the political disappear are evoked, and where the loss of traditions caused by the internal war from 1980 to 1991 is shown. As an example, we can mention what happened to women weavers. In the indigenous community, a plant was used to color natural fibers disappeared from the environment. The same happened with another plant in some community, much the fiber is used by the weaver traditional products. During the war, the environment was destroyed by the armed encounters. This totally changed the ecology and the cultural practices linked with these plants. So you can imagine this, the loss of the tradition, and we tried during the workshop to recreate and to rescue this tradition with this lady of the museum. We just had another incredible case in our workshop. It was a practical case of Colombia with the National University Museum, where we work on the rescue and documentation of the tales of the community that, because of the natural disaster, lost all the patrimony when a mudslide buried everything, all the town disappeared over the mood because it was a volcano explode and the lahares covered all the community disappeared. So some people of the community was removed from their territory and it is still looking for the memories of the past, and about the 70% of the inhabitants that died in that disaster. The present memory of the survival is the immaterial cultural patrimony. Their tales talking about the social and everyday practices, and they show situations in which the feelings of the people are shaking. Now, we're working with my student on the map created with all the memories, the people telling him about where was the church, the house of the grandfathers, the store, everything just in the memory, because all the town disappeared. So I want to share with you all the feelings about it, because I was working in a computer, knowing all these things happened in Colombia and in the memory of these people. And the last one is incredible, believe me. And the uncommon practical case of a history museum Roca in Argentina to prepare the exhibition, Spiritis in the Voice of the Spirituals, as a result of the study of Spiritis in the. This was an exhibition that looked for the adequate presentation and disclose of the obtained results while researching a wide range of paranormal phenomena and the present spiritual beliefs, their location in the popular cosmovision, and its variations through the years. Scientific research on this topic began in Europe in the 19th century. The spiritual sessions flourished in the most important cities of the world during the beginning of the 20th century as a result of the First and Second World Wars. Everybody wants to connect with the parents and the loving people. The climax of the workshop with our student that made us be read was when our student told us at the end of the workshop that before presenting her final paper, she had to participate in a spiritual session with the association she was involved to ask to the spirits if this opening all this information to the public was right. She needs to ask to the spirits to present the paper up to the museum's value as a credible organization. That means culture and intelligence. As museum professionals, being immersed in the global real atmosphere of the internet and assuming a position as an opinion leader in the field, we must emphasize the consistent, professional, and ethical handling of these sensitive expressions, which means respect to another cosmovisions, ideologies, and ways to establish dialogue. Yes. So at the end, it's a matter of communications. Since the very beginning, it's a matter of communication, a good communication. The point is that now we have another tools, but at the end, it's the same intention, share feelings, to have a nice talk. We are very close to another one. It's the same, it's just the same. So, for the end of this presentation, I really invite museums and museum professionals to use museums and this kind of platforms like the virtual workshops to serve as civic centers of debate and organizations with modest expectations, but at the end there are expectations. And finally, to continue to think with imagination about new ways of saying things and with venture about new things that should be worth saying. Thank you very much. Thank you.